And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Glory of God's Book. I shall read from 1 Peter chapter 1 at verse 23. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee today for the great book that we call the Bible. We thank Thee that Thou hast spoken to us within the framework of its pages. And it would be our prayer today that as this broadcast fills the air, that many might be blessed and that the Holy Spirit might take the word into every heart and bring about the desired result and bring many to Christ as a result of this broadcast in this hour is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in 1 Peter chapter 1 at verse 23, where Peter writes, Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. There is no book in all the world like the Bible. Abraham Lincoln once said, and I quote, The best gift God ever gave to man is the Bible. Our first president, George Washington, said, It is impossible to rightly govern the world without the Bible. And Patrick Henry, that statesman of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death fame, once said, and I quote, The Bible is worth more than all books ever written. And Andrew Jackson once said, The Bible is the book upon which our republic rests. The only true revelation of God and His dealings with man is the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible sets forth God's plan and program of redemption through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the year 1777, 1 year after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the United States Congress appropriated $300,000 to distribute Bibles in all public places in America. And yet, just a few years ago, in one of our states, the Supreme Court of that state ruled against the Gideon's International placing Bibles in public schools. What a sad commentary on any nation. Any nation that throws out the Bible, any nation that rules against the Word of God is inviting the judgment of God upon it. And we believe the judgment hand of God is upon this nation because of the way that we have handled the Word of God. No wonder the poet said, Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Someone wrote, We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful. From graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul, and weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. Thank God for the Bible. It's the most wonderful book in all the world. It's sort of the yellow pages of a divine human economy. Because it answers the questions who, what, where, when, and why. The Bible is God speaking to you in written revelation. The Bible is absolute. The Bible is authoritative. And the Bible is accurate. The Bible is the inspired and infallible Word of God. And we want to go on record again to say that we here at Worth Baptist Church and of Worth Baptist Hour believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God. We base our belief upon not only what the Bible says about itself, but upon archaeological findings, and upon the fact that it has worked in the lives of thousands of people throughout the ages. There has not been one stone or one artifact or one tile or one brick ever uncovered by archaeology that has controverted or contradicted the Word of God. We read in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And then in his second epistle, Peter writes at verse 21 of chapter 1, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." So we believe that God inspired men to write the Scripture. And the Bible does not need to be rewritten. The Bible needs to be reread. The Bible is called the Holy Scriptures. And Jesus says in John 10:35, "The Scriptures cannot be broken." Someone has defined the Bible as a library of divine truth, written by God, interpreted by the Holy Spirit, and having as its subject matter the Lord Jesus Christ. And how true it is, because Jesus Christ is on every page of every chapter in every book of the entire Bible. The Bible is eternal. The Bible shall never pass away, and the Bible can never be destroyed. Jesus said in Matthew 24 at verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." And Peter said in 1 Peter 1:25 that we read a moment ago, "The word of the Lord endureth forever." And the psalmist added in Psalm 119 at verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The Bible was written by some 40 writers over a period of 1,600 years. And this within itself is a miracle. The Bible is a book of miracles. In fact, the Bible is a miracle. The fact that these 40 people, who did not know each other, many of them, who lived at different ages and under different regimes and under different circumstances, wrote about the same person and wrote about the same things and never once contradicted themselves at all. The Bible contains 66 books, 1,189 chapters, and more than 31,000 verses. And we believe that the Bible is inspired book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, word by word, and syllable by syllable. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, and the doom of sinners. The Bible is magnified above all things. The Bible is even magnified above the name of God. We read in Psalm 138 at verse 2, "Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." The Bible is accurate. In Psalm 119 at verse 160, we read, "Thy word is true from the beginning." The Bible is powerful. In Hebrews 4:12, we read, "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." My friend, let me say this to you today. God's Word knows what you're thinking about. God knows the innermost secrets of your heart. He knows the evil schemings of your soul. God knows your plans for today and your plans for tomorrow. God knows what you're thinking about right this moment. The Word of God reads you like an open book. And you cannot hide anything from the all-seeing eye of God. Not only so, but the Bible is final. We just said a while ago that Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." The Bible is God's agency, and it is God's agency for two things, basically. Number one, the Bible is God's agency to enlighten you about your sin. You can go to every library in the world, the Library of Congress, the library at the university, wherever you want to go, and you will not find one single book outside the Bible that will tell you about your sin. And the Bible tells it like it is. The Bible doesn't mince any words. The Bible doesn't cover up your iniquity. The Bible exposes your sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ezekiel says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. James writes in his first chapter at verse 15, lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Yes, the Bible is telling you right now that you are a sinner, that you must meet your sins one day, that you must pay for your sins. If you do not trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will stand before Him one day as your judge and hear the awesome words, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I, the Lord your God, knoweth you not. Not only is God's Word the agency to tell you about your sin, but God's Word is the agency to enlighten you about God's plan of salvation. Go back and retrace your steps. Go again to every library, and you will not find one single book anywhere that will tell you how to be saved. Only the Bible can tell you what to do to be saved. In Acts chapter 16 at verse 31, the question is asked, what must I do to be saved? And only the Bible can answer that. And the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What a wonderful book is this book we call the Bible. It has the answer to your personal questions today. The Bible can tell you where you came from and where you're going. The Bible has the solution to our problems nationally and internationally. The Bible has the answer. It is revealing God to us. You see, the Bible is the written record of the living Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about what the Bible will do? Let me share these thoughts. The Bible will discipline your life. In Joshua 1:8 we read, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in the law. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Let me ask you, do you want a successful marriage, a successful business, a happy home, a prosperous way in life? Then take the Bible into your heart, and you can be successful. The Bible deepens your understanding. In 2 Timothy 2:15 we read, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible will dispel all of your doubts. Jeremiah wrote in his 15th chapter, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word became unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. The Bible will develop your character. In Psalm 119 at verse 11 we read, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Not only that, but the Bible will direct your path every day that you live. Listen to these words. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. How would you describe the Bible if someone said, give me a description of the Word of God? Consider this. The Bible can be described in the following ways. It is the traveler's guide, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, the Christian's charter, the framework of our faith, and the constitution of our church. What wonderful descriptions of the Bible, the Word of God. What is the Bible? And how does the Bible serve you? Consider the following ways. The Bible serves you as a mirror to reveal your character. James chapter 1, verse 22 through verse 25. The Bible is milk to nourish your soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, at verse 2, Peter says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. The Bible is meat to strengthen your heart. Hebrews 5:14. The Bible is honey to delight your taste. In Psalm 119, 103 we read, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, they are sweeter than honey to my mouth. The Bible is like a fire and like a hammer to burn out and beat out all the dross of sin in your life. So says Jeremiah in his 23rd chapter at verse 19. Is not thy word as a fire and like a hammer? The Bible is your sword to fight all of your spiritual battles. In Ephesians 6:17, Paul writes, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Bible is a lamp to guide your weary feet. Again, Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. What does the Bible tell us about? It tells us about God and man. It tells us about heaven and hell. It tells us about sin and salvation. It tells us about life and about death. It tells us about time and about eternity. This is the account. This is the record of the Word of God. And there's no book in all the world to match the Word of God today. Let me suggest four things you ought to do with the Bible. Number one, you ought to hear it. Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit hath to say. And then you should hide it. You should hide the Word of God in your heart. Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart. Then you should heed the Word in your life. The psalmist said, by taking heed to thy word, a man can cleanse his way. And in the fourth place, you should hold forth the Word of God to others. So writes Paul in Philippians 2:16, holding forth the Word of life. You should read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. I like what the little girl said about the Bible. She said to me, reading the Bible is like squeezing an orange. The more I squeeze it, the more juice I get out of it. And that will be the case in your life. As you read and study and meditate in the Word of God every day, I trust that you'll do it beginning today. And may I invite you again to come today and worship the Lord with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you attend with us today. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.